this holy book that God said that we would no longer be doing. He didn't say, you shouldn't do these. I hope you don't do these. He said, you'll no longer do these things. Because the other side of that is that we are believers now. We are now in Christ. We're led by the Holy Spirit, and we follow his commands. And yet we find ourselves making some pretty crazy decisions. But aren't we glad and aren't we thankful that we serve a relentless God and a faithful God who never gives up on us? Because there are times where we find ourselves doing things that God said, I told you not to do that. And we have plenty of examples in the scriptures where people do it. I want you to see the erroneousness of it and how ridiculous it is in our thinking. And maybe, just maybe, today, it'll change somebody's thinking in here to say, what am I doing? What am I doing? How have I got my eyes that far away from God? Well, it's probably because you took it out of God's word. This is his instruction. It's everything we need is in here. It's right here. Everything you need is here. If you're not going to this, you're already missing everything. You're missing everything. You might be running over to here to get it. You might be trying to find out what somebody else believes over there. But what if what they believe is not in the word of God and they've made it up? What if they're making up their own way? Oh, you're in a lot of trouble. Oh, we just do. We end up in a lot of trouble. So why do we refuse to be blessed? Why do we refuse to do the things that God tells us to do? It's almost as if it's like, God loves me. Well, I got news for you. My mother loves me. And when I was a child, she loved me more than her own life. But she also punished me. And she also let me know when I was not abiding by the rules of the house. Now, that's very small in comparison to a great God that we serve. But we serve a God that loves us a bazillion times more than that, a love that we can't even understand. But he won't let us get away with things for very long. He sure won't. He'll corner us because he's a faithful God. I remember being in this place trying to figure out, okay, so what is life like in Christ? And the only way that I was getting any answers was by attending my Sunday school. I was attending where the Word of God was being taught to me. Now, I'm a bigger fan of the Word of God being taught to me directly from the Word of God without man's spin on it. I'm just going to tell you, there's a lot of thoughts and there are lots of ideas out there that people spring into it, and we can read those through little pamphlets and things like that, but there's nothing more pure, though, than the Word of God. I'm not telling you that you're wrong for doing that. I'm not saying that if you read something else with someone else's inflection in it, but why are we trying to recreate that when we already have the original? I'm just making a point here to say that don't vary away from the Word. Well, I don't understand the Word of God. It's hard to read. No, it's not. It's not really that hard to read. You know, I correlate that to, for a long time, all I listened to was country music. I loved country. God brought me to a place where he said, Greg, that's just not healthy. That's not where you're going to find me. You're not going to find me in country music. You're just not going to find me there. If you want to worship me on a regular, steady basis, Greg, you're going to need to pull away from that, and I will do that for you. And so I began to listen to Christian radio, which had very uplifting songs. And mind you, that's not a replacement for the Word of God. Don't ever replace that as your devotional and your time alone with God. That's not a replacement. It's encouraging, it's uplifting, but it is not the answer to personal time with God. Can't be replaced. Well, I mean, I listen to Christian music every morning. I don't know why I'm having these feelings of fear. I don't know why I'm the Word of God is the day that you should have started out with, is the way you should have started your day. So I began, and I got to tell you, I started listening to Christian music, and I thought, man, is this stuff hard to understand. This stuff is just, it's not the same. My ear had grown attuned to a certain style or genre of music. Christian music was not what I wanted to listen to. But as I began to wean myself off of music that was not healthy for my Christ-like walk, there's some, and somebody's going to come to me, and you're going to say, so, are you saying that country music is bad? No, not all of it. Some of it's got some pretty good lyrics. But if it doesn't lift up the name of Jesus, I'm not worshiping God. I just want you to know there's something greater out there for all of us. There's something where we can be so much closer to God.